Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're listening to Lorraine Gordon, your online coach of A Journey Into Now and the creator of The Happiness Way. And this show is about manifesting your dreams, creating your life the way you want. And to manifest means to take a thought and bring it into the physical. And it's important to remember that everything that is started as a thought. So, thoughts are things. If thoughts are things, choose the good ones. Makes sense, doesn't it? Thoughts are things. You should consciously choose the good ones. Today, we're talking about two very important subjects, anger and forgiveness. You may have heard me say this before, and this is very important for you to really understand in order to attract what you're looking for in your life. So write it on your mirror, on the dashboard of your car, on your refrigerator. We don't attract or manifest what we want. We attract what we are. So you may want to stop in your pursuit of what you are wanting and ask yourself, what am I? What am I resonating with? Because you can affirm all you want. You will attract what you are in energetic alignment with. And as you listen to this show, as the weeks go by, you will get all the tools and techniques that will bring you into energetic alignment with your good. So keep listening and tell your friends. They could use the information too. The teachings that I'm giving you throughout this series is all about resonating in a way that brings you what you want and, most of all, brings you happiness. I'm going to be making these particular, this last few weeks, these teachings into a 6-CD set along with a workbook, and it's going to be on sale on my website soon, so keep looking for that. And if you've been listening to my shows, you will know that even though I'm listed under spirituality and my subject matter is metaphysical and spiritual, my teachings are very practical. The information you receive here is doable and it's understandable even to the person that hasn't studied or feels they're not resonating with a lot of the spiritual material out there. So let me ask you, if you attract what you are and you are loaded with anger and non-forgiveness, then what are you in energetic alignment with? And if you attract what you are, do you think you'll be attracting good when you're vibrating at the level of anger? No, of course not. So this show is about recognizing your anger and then letting it go. And most importantly, allowing forgiveness for yourself and for others. When we don't forgive, we hurt ourselves most of all. How hard to hold on to anger. It's so much easier to let it go. But it does take a particular mindset. The truth is, most of us have to learn how to forgive, especially when we've been deeply hurt. And who among us hasn't been wrongfully hurt? I'm sure every one of you listening to these words could write a couple of pages, perhaps a whole book on the subject. We've all been there, and don't be surprised to know that I certainly have as well. As a matter of fact, it's taken me years and years of studying the finest, the most revered teachings, and with the most learned gurus to compile and synthesize that material into what I needed to make these teachings work for me and to be happy myself. And now I can bring you these simplified teachings that brought about my own transformation. And I've made them into simple steps from A to B that will work for you, as it has for so many of my clients. Most of us have learned not to forgive, and we say things like, it's just the principle of the thing. Well, you can principle yourself into the grave. The principle does not make you happy. Being right doesn't make you happy. Having a peaceful, appreciative energy field and attitude, that's what makes you happy. And believe it or not, you can get there without a lot of the stuff you think you need for happiness. I'm doing this series to give you the simple steps to happiness, so keep listening. And in case you're not happy about the people, situations, or things that you're attracting and experiencing in your life, you should know that on a very deep level, you have some responsibility. Now, certainly, you're not bringing in unwanted or unhappy situations and relationships into your life on purpose, but in some way, you are aligning with that energy. You're aligning with that frequency. So I want you to think of it like a radio station or a radio channel. You're tuning in. That's the only way things show up. You're tuning in. And you're probably doing it unconsciously. And that's what this show is all about. I'm sharing with you how you've been creating situations, events, and even relationships unconsciously. And this is all about learning how to bring into your life what you consciously decide you want. This is about learning how to manifest on purpose instead of by default or by accident. So, as I've said before, today's emphasis is on anger and forgiveness. Now, when someone you care about hurts you or does you wrong, you can hold on to anger, resentment, and even have thoughts of revenge. Or you can learn to forgive and move on with your life. Which makes more sense to you? Of course, your answer would be moving on with your life. But unfortunately, just because something seems to make sense doesn't mean that we're able to do it. So often, our mind doesn't rule our heart and our actions. And most of us have been programmed not to forgive. We've been programmed to hold on to anger. So this show is about learning to let it go. If we've been programmed, and we have, then take heart because we can unprogram ourselves. Just let it go. Think of it like setting down a 100-pound or maybe even a 500-pound weight. It's heavy. Don't you want to let it go? Doesn't it make sense that when you're not using so much energy carrying that heavy thing around, that you'll have more energy to create the good in your life and to manifest and attract what you're wanting in life, like love and peace and abundance? So let me ask you, what is forgiveness? Let me start by saying that you don't have to like what you're forgiving. You don't even have to like the person that you're forgiving, but do it anyway. Do it for yourself. Forgive the other person so you can let it go. Just let the heavy weight of non-forgiveness go. When you forgive that hurt inside of you will begin to dissipate. And as long as you're not forgiving, you are hurting. Do you want to keep hurting? No, I don't think you do. It begins as simple as making a decision. You start by deciding to forgive. Now, I know you can all decide, right? Decide you want to let go of resentment and thoughts of getting even. Decide you want to let go of feeling hurt. Just making that decision will cause you to feel better. Now, I've read a description or a definition of compassion, and I like this particular one. It kind of goes like this. Give people a break to be exactly what they are. They must have their reasons, so respect them in regard to that. Now, if you think like that, it's a lot easier to forgive them. Just realize that they have a reason for acting the way they do, and even when it causes you hurt, just like you have a reason for acting the ways that you do, even when it doesn't make sense to others, and even when it hurts them. The Dalai Lama says, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. So forgiveness starts like this. First, you make a decision to forgive. So I hope you have a pencil and a paper, because you know we do that for this show. And I want you to write this down. Number one. Decide to forgive. Now, I have a friend that has a very hard time forgiving because she says things like, but what they did was wrong. And my answer is, yes, it was wrong. But forgiving has nothing to do with knowing that the other person was wrong. They can be wrong and still be forgiven. Remember that. Because you forgive it doesn't make what they did any different now or any more acceptable than it was before you forgave it. It just makes it easier for you to live and be happy. And it doesn't make what they did any less wrong. You can forgive the person without excusing the act. When you forgive, you open yourself up to feeling peaceful. And then it's so much easier to go on with your life and to go on in a happy way. The thing is, most of the time, when you're in non-forgiveness, it doesn't affect the other person. So often people aren't even aware that you're angry with them, but it will affect you. And you're the one we're talking about here. You're the important one. Now write this down. Choose to have compassion for the one that has hurt or wronged you. It'll make it easier, trust me. Remember the definition I spoke of just a little while ago? It goes, give people a break to be exactly what they are. They must have their reasons, so respect them in regard to that. When you allow for the possibility that this other person acts this way because of their own difficulties or situations that we may know nothing about, we can feel compassion. And then our perceived injustices become less personal. It becomes easier for us to forgive. And remember that when you forgive, you feel better. Now here is a quote by the Dalai Lama. Love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. You are humanity. So without compassion, you cannot survive. Now, why, besides the obvious, would you want to forgive someone? So let's talk about just some of the other reasons. First of all, you'll have a lot less anxiety and stress in your life. That alone should make it worthwhile for you. Your physical health improves when you have less anxiety. Your blood pressure, for example. When you have forgiven one person, magically all of your relationships will become healthier, easier, and happier. As I've stated time and again, you attract what you are. When you're in the energy of anger and blame, all of your relationships suffer. When you forgive one, then all of your relationships are in a place where they can now heal and then add to your happiness. A sense of peace enters the space that was formerly taken up by the energy of anger. And when you're more connected to one person, you're more connected to yourself, and therefore you have a better spiritual connection with all that is. You simply feel happier, and happiness is what I'm going for. All of these teachings throughout this entire series is about bringing you happiness. So think of it this way. When we're holding a grudge, we're actually being defensive. We're guarding ourselves from future hurt. And a perfect way to let go of a grudge is to bring yourself completely into the now, into the present moment. In order to hold on to a grudge, we have to identify with the past. We have to keep remembering back to whatever it is we're angry about. But when we're in the now, there is no such identification, and therefore no grudge. So to do this, start by watching your mind. Just watch the thoughts that move through your mind. And notice how often the tendency of your mind is to go to the past and live from that place. Don't judge yourself when this happens. Just watch it. Just observe the meanderings of your mind. And so that means that now you're watching the thinker. As you watch your tendency to go into the past and the future, just notice it and make an intention to find the feelings in your body. Just kind of go back, go into your body, scan your body. And we're going to be doing that during this hour in a meditation. So you should become more and more familiar with scanning your body. So now you're taking your attention from your mind and you're finding the feelings in your body. you'll notice a feeling of either blocked energy, perhaps it'll be discomfort, it might even be pain. And I know for me, I normally feel it in my chest or in my heart. Some of you will feel it in your stomach or your back or your neck. It makes no difference. It could be your left kneecap. Just bring your attention into that place in the body and breathe deeply. Direct your breath into the place you have just identified, and you keep doing this over and over each time you notice yourself going back in time to where you were wronged, or forward in time to a place where you could be wronged again, or exacting revenge, or feeling sorry for yourself, or sad because of the wrong. You find the feeling in your body, take a deep belly breath, and then direct your breathing into that place. Those practices bring you into the present moment where there are no grudges. So write this down. Bring yourself completely into the now by noticing your thoughts that are bringing you into the past or into the future. Find the feeling in your body when you notice your mind doing this, and then you will begin to disidentify with the thoughts. Peace can now enter. Now breathe deeply into that place in the body. So what is anger? To most of you, that might seem like a ridiculous question. You certainly know what anger is, and you've surely felt it. It's important to know that in order to break a pattern, awareness is required. The first thing to do to conquer your anger is to recognize it as it's beginning to blossom, and that would be the early stage of anger. For some, there's a tension in the body, and this can be apparent for you if you're conscious long before your mind goes into anger mode. For some, we feel the tension in the chest, maybe in the arms, the legs, the forehead. You could feel it in the back of your neck or maybe your stomach. You could notice a temperature change to cold or maybe hot and sweaty. Your heart could pound, or your breathing could get shallow and you could pant. Body aches could come about. Awareness of these feelings is the key to keep you from going into full-blown anger, and it's important for you to notice your early signs of anger. So write this down. Make a decision to notice your physical feelings the next time you feel yourself beginning to get angry or even annoyed or irritated. This will help you, as awareness is the key. Now, here's some of the things you can do as soon as you feel anger coming on. And I want to let you know that I will send you these notes. I might be speaking a little bit too fast for some of you to be writing all of this down. But if you click on the link to my email, Lorraine@ajourneyintonow, and it's right in the show description at the bottom, you can just click there and put show notes or questions in the subject line. I'll be happy to send you the show notes and the questions and lots of other material that I think you'll benefit from. And it's all absolutely free. So send me a note. So what do you do when you feel anger coming on? Immediately begin to deeply belly breathe. And that means to breathe deeply into your diaphragm, bringing the air all the way down into the bottom of your lungs. Most of us breathe in a very shallow way, and it only take the air into the chest. And right now, when you've got anger coming on, you need that deep breath. It helps you to keep, it keeps you from going into full-fledged anger, and it can help you relax and become more present. Now, you can also try talking to yourself and say things like, I don't need to get angry right now. I can give this situation more thought at a later time and decide how to handle it in a better way. I have time. There's no need to make any decisions now or say anything I may be sorry for later. And take a breath. These things are very powerful. Now, if you find yourself in danger of really losing it and saying something that could cause you and others harm or hurt, it would be a good idea, if you can, to remove yourself from the situation. The important thing is to notice the signs so you can recover and not go into full-fledged anger. And awareness is the key. I'm giving you the keys now. If you practice you're going to find yourself getting a lot better at it. Now, to some, anger starts out as intense irritability. Any one of us, including the most mellow, can get irritated under the right circumstances. And it could certainly happen, for example, in traffic. We have a big problem known as road rage. For many of us, it's when we feel we're not being heard. That's often the trigger for feeling devalued. And some of us turn a feeling of hurt into anger. So instead of identifying a feeling as hurt, we become angry. For some of us, feelings of overwhelm turn into anger. Now, it's interesting to note that we can take one feeling and make it into something else. But watching and being intensely aware is the key to not allowing the feelings to take you over to the point where you begin to believe your mind when you're in that mode. I mean, be honest and ask yourself, haven't you thought the craziest things and actually believed them while you're in a negative emotional state? And have those beliefs ever caused you to do something that later you were sorry for or said something that you were sorry for at a later time? Well, that's my point. Staying conscious and in the present moment keeps you from identifying with that negative state of anger and then thinking and believing those thoughts that are so often wrong, that so often cause us to say or do something that can have very negative repercussions. So the following are some questions to ask yourself for increased awareness. And once again, you may want to write me for these if you can't jot them down. One, do you often feel irritated or stressed? Two, do the slightest things seem to set you off? Three, when you think about your future, do you feel angry? Four, do you feel angry about decisions you've made in the past? Five, do you feel angry because of perceived injustices? Six, do you find yourself speaking loudly or shouting at others or maybe using sarcastic language designed to demean them? Seven, instead of shouting at others, do you internalize your anger and then churn inside? Eight, do you find yourself reliving a situation you're feeling angry about to the point where it interferes with other parts of your life? For example, your home, your family life, or maybe your work. Do your feelings of anger interfere with your ability to sleep at night? Do your feelings of anger cause you to either not eat or to overeat? Do you feel that your sex life's been compromised because of your feelings of anger? So if you didn't write these things now, I urge you to email me for these questions. If you look at this webpage that you're listening to on Blog Talk, at the bottom of my show description, you'll see my email link, lorraine@ajourneyintonow.com. Just click on it, and in the subject line, put the word questions or show notes, and I'll send this to you, as well as the directives that I'm giving you during this show, like when I ask you to write something down in order to let go of anger and forgive. You could click the email at any time. It won't interfere with listening to the show. Just put show notes in the subject line, and I'll send it to you free of charge. So write down the following. I am making a decision to recognize stress before it turns into anger. So how do you do that? How do you recognize you're becoming stressed? Now, self-referral is the key. You want to constantly check in with yourself and ask yourself many times during the day, how am I feeling right now? What am I thinking right now? And when you recognize that a situation can bring on stress, this is really important. So before we let stress cause us to turn on our loved ones or sabotage a business situation, you want to be in self-referral. A self-referral means to be at least as interested in how you are responding to a situation as the situation itself. In other words, let's say you're on the freeway. I live in Southern Cal, so the freeway is a big deal here. So you're on the freeway and traffic is at a dead halt. You've got to be at a meeting, and it's important, and you're driving at an hour where there shouldn't be any traffic. You're stopped or you're slowed down for 20 minutes. And then you find that there's some small distraction on the freeway shoulder, and every one of the drivers in front of you has slowed down to take a long look at something that is completely unimportant. This can be hugely stressful. This is the time when you should be intensely aware of your thoughts, your body positioning, your breathing, and your temperature. So when you're watching the thinker or watching and listening to your thoughts and noticing your body and how it's reacting, you won't become identified with the stress to the point where it turns into intense anger. You see, once you become identified with intense anger, it can cause you in a way that often can create further problems. So if you're stressed, which causes feelings of frustration, your body tenses up, which can cause your breathing to become shallow, which also means less oxygen gets to your brain, and now the slightest thing can set you off, and you could say or do something that could cause a problem for you and for the people you care about. So many different things can create stress in our lives. Sometimes it's things we perceive of as good, and often it's things we perceive of as bad. For example, stress can be caused by our attempt to live up to a goal. Now, goals and reaching them is considered a good thing. Stress can also be caused by financial lack or illness, which, of course, we perceive of as bad. The important thing here is to be sure we stay in self-referral, as I explained earlier. So now, write this down, and this is going to help you. Ask yourself and write down a list of situations that cause you stress. Forewarned is forearmed. You want to get aware of these things. In other words, I know for myself, when I go to something like a boat show or a car show, I feel extremely uncomfortable in a way I wasn't even aware of it for years. But I know that on many occasions like this, I end up having a fight with my spouse, and I'll leave the show early, or I'll overeat, or something like that. And it took me many car shows and boat shows before I decided that I wasn't going to go to them anymore, based on my past behavior and feelings. However, when it comes to going to a car show, it's pretty easy to opt out. It doesn't have much to do with my life. This is a simple fix. But for many of us, we feel stressed doing the things that we have to do regularly. So it's very important that you become aware of those situations and places that you feel stressed in. Another example for me, there is a company that's based in Sweden, and they have these large stores that sell all kinds of home goods, including beds, all the way to kitchen cabinets and office things. You may know the store I'm talking about. Well, when you get in the store, you're forced to continue around and around in a spiral up to the different floors and around those floors until you can eventually start spiraling back down. And this is a store that for years I decided I wouldn't go to because I just felt so uncomfortable, so stressed. Now, after learning and using my own teachings, I can comfortably go into this store. I just realize in advance that it has caused stress for me in the past, and I'm prepared through staying in the present moment and taking very good care of myself to go into that store and buy what I have to buy. And as a matter of fact, that doesn't even bother me any longer. So you see, awareness is the key. So you'll write down any place, event, or situation that has caused you stress in the past. And these writings, this awareness, can save you years of potential misery. Okay? So now write this down. I am making a decision to be at least as aware of how I am feeling in regard to a situation as I am of the situation itself. I'm going to repeat that. I am making a decision to be at least as aware of how I am feeling in regard to a situation as I am of the situation itself. Think of it this way. If your baby was undergoing a stressful situation, wouldn't you reassure him or her? Wouldn't you cuddle and make sure your baby knew that everything was okay? Wouldn't you notice if the situation was causing that baby to become ill? And if you noticed the baby having a temper tantrum, wouldn't you be sure that anything sharp or heavy that any objects that the baby could potentially hurt themselves with were removed. In other words, you would watch the baby, see how it was reacting to the situation, and you would protect him or her from causing further damage for themselves, wouldn't you? Well, doesn't it make sense to do the same thing for yourself? But we don't. We were never taught this. We go about our life ignoring our own well-being to the point where we don't even know why or where intense suffering comes from. And this can show itself as overwhelming anger, depression, or even severe illness. So before it gets to the point of overwhelming anger, which can cause horrible damage that can last for years, or depression that causes you to miss your life and any joy that's possible, or an illness such as heart disease or cancer, once again, the key here is self-referral. Now write this down. Often, throughout the day, ask yourself the following questions. How am I feeling about this situation? And watch and listen to your answers to the question. That way, you're no longer identified with the thought. Once you begin to watch the thought or listen to the thought, you disidentify. Now, you can recognize that it's just a thought and it doesn't necessarily have to affect you or take you over. Ask yourself, how am I feeling in my body right now? If you do feel affected, then I want you to breathe and find the feelings in your body. You'll do some nice deep belly breathing and direct that breath into the area that you've identified. And notice if you're judging yourself for feeling however it is you're feeling. And if so, once again, breathe deeply and just watch the judging. You want to stay in self-referral. When you're in self-referral, you recognize the signs of stress before you're taken over into complete anger. You ask yourself and notice how you're feeling in your body, how you're breathing. You notice if your shoulders and neck are tense and bunched up, and if your hands are clenched. And then you notice, you breathe, and allow. Try not to judge yourself as bad or doing it wrong. And if you do notice that you're judging yourself, then you just do the whole thing over again. Notice your thoughts, find the feeling in your body, breathe into that place, and allow yourself to feel as you feel. Don't fight any feeling. Simply direct your attention into your breath and into your body. You see, fighting a feeling makes it come back stronger. So allow it to be. Just notice it. And when you're completely aware and in self-referral and you find yourself feeling angry or behaving in an angry way, then you realize that the anger really isn't you. It's an energy of anger which was programmed into you long ago. It's almost like a different entity. When you're the watcher and you observe your thoughts, you aren't identified with them. Eckhart Tolle, who's one of my greatest teachers, says, use the anger as your spiritual practice. If you can catch it the first moment it comes up, you can observe it before it becomes fully blown anger. And you may be able to keep it from exploding into full blown emotion. And you might only have 2 or 3 seconds to become aware. Don't suppress it, feel it, and witness. And as soon as you observe it and feel it in your body, normally, it won't grow or explode. That's where your power comes. Observe, accept, and breathe. Now, anger is part of the pain body, or it activates the pain body. And I have a 1-hour CD coming out soon that teaches exactly what the pain body is and a good meditation, 2 meditations, as a matter of fact, in that CD that will help you to purge, to release that energy of pain. You see, when we have a large pain body, we can become angry and hurt much more easily. And the teachings on this CD will really help you to let go of that harmful energy. And it's important to recognize that anger can be your greatest opportunity for spiritual awakening. And then you can actually be grateful for the anger. This takes a huge amount of consciousness. When you're aware and watching your thoughts, you don't have to believe all of them as being true. And this is tremendous freedom to realize that just because you think it doesn't make it true. You just recognize that it is a thought form that comes from the pain body. As you watch it, it's like watching a movie. You don't have to be fully identified with it. This is very powerful. And if you practice, this will set you free. Now write this down. Who are you angry with? Write down a list of everyone in your life that you're still angry with or you're harboring a grudge towards, anyone that you haven't forgiven. Start with family and friends. Write down a list of family and friends and then people you work with, acquaintances, anybody you've come into contact with, if you can remember them. Just you can write down the guy with the sandy hair or the girl with the blue sweatshirt, you know, if you don't remember who it was. Anything that's happened that you can remember where you're holding anger. And are you angry with yourself? Most of us do have some anger towards ourselves. So just write a list of these people so you can work on forgiving. And soon you'll be able to tick each person off that angry list. And I promise you, you're going to feel a whole lot better. You're going to feel a lot lighter. And now, let's talk about having compassion for yourself. Earlier, we talked about one definition of compassion means giving the person you're angry with a break by realizing they must have a reason for doing whatever it is they did. Well, it's time to have compassion for yourself. You too had a reason for whatever it is that you're angry at yourself for. You had a reason for doing whatever it was that you can't seem to forgive yourself for. Have compassion for yourself. And it's important for you to know and understand that when you know better, you do better. Accept that this is true for you too. When you know better, you do better. Good. Now write this down. When I know better, I do better. And I'm going to give you an affirmation now. And this is a good one. I am making a decision to forgive myself for not knowing better. Because now I do know better in many areas, and I am doing better. I am. Now let's go a little further and realize that it's important to understand what good thing you feel. What are you getting that's good when you're feeling angry and holding a grudge? And I know that might sound ridiculous, but you do get something positive out of most of the things we perceive of as negative. And the point is to realize what positive benefit you're getting so that you can choose another way, another action besides anger to get the positive outcome. So I want you to ask yourself, what is the benefit in my feeling angry? And you'll want to do this at a time when you can with a pencil and a paper. And you keep asking yourself again and again until you come up with some kind of positive answer. So here's an example of a client of mine. When I asked her that, she said, when I feel angry, my blood boils. When my blood boils, I feel alive. When I feel alive, I'm able to get a lot done. Now, for her, getting a lot done seems like a positive benefit, right? Okay, so there's the positive. Or you might say something like, when I feel angry, my blood boils. When my blood boils, it makes me feel sick. When I feel sick, I rest in bed. When I rest in bed, I get lots of attention from my spouse or my children or my friends. So you'll want to take your answers to the point where you can see a positive. Just keep writing. And simply ask yourself the following questions. What positive benefit do I get out of being angry? And what positive benefit do I get out of holding a grudge? Okay? So it's important to be aware of how your mind has been working in order to create situations that on some level you think of as being positive. And once you're aware of the ways that you're doing this, you can then decide to get the positive benefit in a better way. For example, if your answer was, when I'm angry, my blood boils, I feel alive and I'm able to get a lot done, there certainly are more productive ways of getting things done. Exercise, a good night's sleep, nutrition. I mean, there's lots of different ways. I can teach you lots of energetic tricks to get your energy really going, but that would be another show. So if you've been enjoying this information and you want more, such as the questions I've been asking you and the directives, then do email me. There is a link right on this page at the bottom of my show description. Just click on Lorraine at A Journey Into Now and put show notes or show questions in the subject line, and I will send you absolutely free some of the notes for these shows that I'm doing. And I will send you all kinds of other free teachings. So, and these things will improve your life and create happiness. That's my goal, is to help you create happiness. So now let's prepare for a guided meditation. And I want you to try and make sure that you're allowing yourself enough time to complete this process without interruption. So I want you to honor this time just for you. And if it isn't a good time right now, then you'll come back to it later. So please put yourself in a quiet, comfortable environment where you feel safe and secure. And this is not the type of visualization that you should do in your car, so don't attempt that. Turn off your phone and anything noisy. Take your shoes off. Loosen your belt and sit down in a relaxed position with your back straight and upright and your head in alignment with your spine. And in order to begin, you'll start by taking a nice, deep, cleansing breath. Now close your eyes, intend to relax your body, and breathe in by inhaling through your nose, taking the air deeply into your diaphragm, your belly ballooning out, and exhale slowly, also through your nose, your belly contracting slightly. Your shoulders shouldn't be moving up around your ears, and your chest shouldn't be pumping in and out. This is all about the diaphragm. Once again, as you breathe in, your diaphragm balloons out. And as you exhale, your belly contracts slightly. You're breathing in and breathing out. And you're breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in. And breathing out. And as you listen to the instructions, just continue this nice, deep, diaphragmatic breath. As you notice outside distractions or other thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe and watch your thoughts. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought. Breathe. And simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. And you might find this happening over and over again. Just observe the thought and then bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. And now, in a moment, we're going to do a 4-4 breath. I'm going to explain it. Just keep breathing and listening to me, and then after you've heard it, we'll do it together. You're going to breathe in for the count of four and then hold for the count of four. Breathe out for the count of four, and then you will hold for the count of four. And we're going to do this four times. So now let's do it. Let's begin. Breathing in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four. And hold, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four. And hold, two, three, four. Breathing in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, breathing out, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four, breathing in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, breathing out, two, three, four, and hold, two, three, four. And just continue taking nice deep belly breaths and listen to the sound of my voice. Just follow along with me. And now we're going to tune into the energy field of your body. And as you follow along, you're watching your thoughts. Simply watching your thoughts as they come up. You're watching the thinker. No need to react. Just watch and breathe. We're now tuning into the inner energy field of your body, starting with your feet. Simply notice your feet upon the floor and breathe, watching your thoughts. You don't have to react to them. Just watch them and continue along with me. Good. Now notice your ankles. Just notice your ankles, the energy inside of your ankles, and take a breath. Good. Now bring your attention up your calves. Breathing now. Just intend to notice the feeling of energy radiating inside of your calves. And it might feel like a tingle or a buzz, but it's a pleasant feeling. It's an alive feeling. And watching your thoughts, you don't have to react to them. Just watch them. Continue with me. You're actually noticing your field of energy, and you're simply noticing your thoughts. They aren't affecting you, but you're observing them. And the energy field you're feeling is real. It's palpable. Let's simply notice the feeling and breathe. You can't do this wrong. Just stay with me here and follow along. Now bring your attention up to your knees. Just notice the inner energy field of your knees and breathe. And notice the muscles within your thighs. Just notice the way your thighs feel on the chair and breathe. Watching your thoughts. You don't have to react to them. Simply watch them. And continue along with me. And notice if you're judging this process. Just notice and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. And just breathe deeply into the belly and out of the belly. Just breathe and notice the buzz of energy moving in your body. This feels very pleasant. And remember, you can't do this wrong. Just stay with me. You'll get better and better at this with time and practice. Now notice your hips sitting in the chair. Now bring your attention around to your pelvic bones. Just notice your pelvic bones. And now breathe. Bringing your attention deeply into your belly. Simply breathe. And if you feel like you're not noticing the energy, then just imagine you're noticing it. It feels like movement inside and around the body. It's a vibration. And it almost feels the way you would imagine music to feel. And now just breathe. Now bring your attention up into your diaphragm and breathe. Just intend to notice the feeling inside of your diaphragm. Notice the temperature. Watching your thoughts, you don't have to react to them. Simply watch them and continue along with me. Are you judging this process? Simply notice, knowing that you don't need to react to the thinker. Now bring your attention into your rib cage and notice the way it expands and falls as you breathe in and you breathe out. Now bring your attention around to your back, up your spine, noticing your ribs in the back as they expand with your breath and contract with your breath. And now you're bringing that energy all the way up your back to the base of your neck. Good. Now bring your attention into your shoulders and breathe. And now down your arms. Imagine you can feel this energy shooting down your arms and out your hands and fingers. It's a good energy. It's the energy of your body and your mind and your spirit. Watching your thoughts now, you don't have to react to them. Simply watching the thinker and continue along with me. Now bring your attention up to your chest, breathing in and breathing out. Notice your heart beating within your chest. How lovely your beating heart is. Now your attention in your throat. Swallow. And notice how that feels. Just swallow. And now bring your attention up into your face, up into your chin and your jaw, and now your teeth and your tongue. Notice the feeling inside of your face. Good. Now breathe. Now back again to the base of your skull in the back of your head. And just trace the energy up the back of your head now to the crown. And now notice the energy at the very top, the crown of your head. Simply notice and feel the energy, the crown of your head. And breathe. Watching your thoughts now. You aren't reacting to them. You're simply watching them. And continue along with me. Now, I want you to imagine that you're floating up in the sky. You're floating up about 20 feet in the air, feeling very safe and secure. And down in front of you is a stage that's about 40 feet wide and let's say 30 feet deep. And now you're going to put up all the people you feel angry with onto that stage. Just begin to bring them up in groups. So first of all, let's start bringing up family members. Anyone that's part of your family, just bringing them up on stage. Just watch them appear on the stage. Any of your family members that you've felt angry with, anyone you haven't been able to forgive. Good. Now let's begin to bring up your friends. Any of your friends, past or present, that you feel angry with now, or you're holding a grudge towards, they're coming up onto that stage. Just notice them appearing on the stage. Very good. Now, bring on your coworkers. That's anyone you've worked with in the past or anyone you're working with now that you feel any anger towards or that you're holding a grudge towards. You're now bringing them up onto that stage. Just watch them appear. And now, put a version of yourself on that stage too. Now remember, you're up in the air, looking down at the stage, looking at all these people that you have felt some anger towards. Good. Simply watching the stage, you see your family members, your friends, your coworkers, your acquaintances, and you see yourself. And take a breath. Now scan the stage. Notice all the faces, including your own, and say these words along with me. I forgive you completely. I no longer wish to carry around this heavy weight of anger. Therefore, I forgive you completely. We're going to say it again. I forgive you completely. I no longer wish to carry around this heavy weight of anger. Therefore, I forgive you completely. Just repeat after me. Should I remember back to the reason for my anger, I will immediately picture you on this stage. I will immediately picture you on this stage accepting my forgiveness. Now I want you to imagine a light rain beginning to fall. There's a light rain, a cleansing rain, sprinkling down upon the people you've placed on the stage. And as it rains, it's washing away any signs of your anger. This light, warm rain is washing them clean. It's washing you clean. Notice all the people up on the stage beginning to smile and to lift their faces up to the rain. And now they're laughing. And you see them frolicking in the rain. They're laughing and playing as they get washed clean. Good. Now, gently the rain stops and the sun is beginning to come out. And the sun is warm and it's gently drying all the people on the stage, including you. And they're still smiling. They're released. And now one by one, you watch them leave. They float off the stage to go and live their life. And as they do, you wish them each a happy and healthy journey. And you see that version of yourself now float off that stage with a beautiful, radiant smile on your face. And you seem somehow lighter. And you wish yourself a happy, healthy journey. All the anger has been washed away. You are free. Good. That feels so good. Getting comfortable now. Bringing yourself back to this time and this place. Just listening to the sound of my voice and breathing. With your eyes still closed, begin to slowly move your head around upon your shoulders. Just lightly begin to move your head around upon your shoulders. And now drop your chin down upon your chest, putting your hands together. Lightly rub them together as if you're warming them. And now faster, causing a light friction. And with your eyes still closed, bring your palms of your hands up to your face. Covering your face and eyes now with your hands, notice the contours of your face. Loving the contours of your face as if you would love a small child. This is just you appreciating you. Taking a nice deep breath now and slowly allow the light to filter through your fingers. Gently opening your eyes and slowly getting accustomed to the light in the room. Bringing yourself back now, back to the here and now, in this place and in this room. Good. You did good. And know that as you do this meditation more and more, you will more easily and more fully access the feelings of your inner energy field. And that actually does radiate through your body. This is going to become easier as you practice, so listen to this often. Do be certain to click on my facebook.com/ajourneyintonow link. It's right here. It's on this page. Just look at the bottom of my show write-up. You don't even have to go anywhere. Just link it, and I would appreciate it if you would say like. And for right now, this is Lorraine Gordon. I will see you here, same time, same place, your online coach, bidding you goodbye for now.